like a Deion Sims pass catch. You know even why.
I think he has excellent hands. He hasn't had just a whole lot of opportunities in the games, but in practice, he's taken full advantage of those opportunities. And, he's a former basketball player and very athletic, can bang his way open as a tight end needs to do on occasion. But I think he has very short hands. I have no question about his ability to catch. I'm sorry?
What do you see overall from the tight end right now?
I think they've made a lot of progress. I think Deion and Clay and Agnew in particular, obviously the loss of Keller is disappointing because he's making so much progress as well as a blocker and then fitting into our offense. But the other three guys have really done a nice job. Obviously, they have a lot on their shoulders now with the loss of Dustin, so they need to be able to pick up the slack there. But I think the tight ends have really made a lot of improvement. I think Dan Campbell is a tireless coach and stays after him and gets the best out of his players, and he's certainly proven to me time and time again that he'll do that.
Mike, what we got Dustin now, is there schematically, is there some changes? I mean, you think you might go 4-3 wide than you might have gone 2-2 tight before?
Certainly, he presented challenges for defenses and also some opportunities for us, but I feel like we have some talented guys behind him that will have to step up. I prefer not to change what we do necessarily. It depends on who steps up. I mean, if our zebra package is stronger and you put Gibson on the field, which certainly has its strengths, but then Tiger gives you some strengths in the run in the pass game as well. So I'm hopeful that we'll still be able to use both packages with equal productivity. I think Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas are competing neck and neck. They both have their strengths, and I think their competition has brought out the best in both of them on most occasions. So I'm anxious to see how we play this season. Obviously, I think if we were playing tomorrow, both guys would get plenty of snaps in the ball game.
Let's talk about Jonathan Martin's progress from the start of training camp.
Well, he silently has really got better and better each and every single day. He still has a long ways to go as far as a left tackle in this league. He's a work in progress. I say a long ways to go. I mean, to be the finished product, you know, I don't know if a young tackle like him is going to be that until 4 or 5 years into the league, but he's further ahead than I probably would expect him to be at this time. But still, he's still a work in progress. And I think Coach Turner has done a great job getting him ready. And, he's going to have some ups and downs just like any player this year. He's going to have some matchup guys that he matches up well against. Other guys, it's going to be a big challenge. But he'll respond to those challenges. I think he's done a good job in practice responding to them. He faces some pretty good rushes in practice every single day. So that opportunity certainly makes him better.
About that running back competition, would you rather have one guy just snatch it and be, basically make a statement that it's his, or do you like the fact that they're kind of both battling and it's still up in the air?
Well, if you have a one running back and a two that's a distant two, that's probably not as good as a one and a 1A, and I think we have one and 1A, so we have two, I think, really good. Have a chance to be. They're both very young. They both don't have a lot of snaps in them just yet, but I think they both have a chance to be good running backs in this league and see how far they can go. But I think I'd rather have two good ones than one, put it that way, and I think we have two pretty good ones, and hopefully we can find a third.
Last year when you were trying to find a quarterback, you gave both of those guys, Matt Moore and Tannehill, a chance to start games. Thomas hasn't had a chance to start games in the preseason. Why would that be?
We don't necessarily look at that the way maybe you guys look at it. I don't think they look at it that way either. I mean, they're both going to get snaps in the ball game. It's just the way it's unfolded. I wouldn't read too much into that.
Going back to the tight ends. So, I mean, if the season started today, do you feel comfortable with these guys without having to go outside and maybe find somebody?
I do. We're very young, but I think Charles Clay is really come into his own. I noticed that in the OTAs and the mini camps, as a blocker as well as a pass receiver and a route runner, just a lot more confident in what he's doing and how he's doing it. So, yeah, I have confidence. Certainly, Keller gave us some opportunities in practice in games that we're going to miss him, but somebody will step up, and you know, and I'm sure that, and I'm hopeful that will happen.
So if it was starting right now, I mean, you'd see Clay be the guy.
Yeah, I think you'd have to give the nod to Clay as a starter. You know, he'll play in a bunch of different packages. He'll play in the backfield as well as on the line of scrimmage. He'll play split out. So, I mean, he'll do a lot of different things for us, and he's more than capable.
And outside, too? I mean, is that still a possibility?
Sure. I mean, we could. I feel comfortable Clay can play any position.
You're known as a guy that likes tight ends, and
really?
They give you a lot of multiple variations and so forth. How much does losing Keller kind of force you to trim back from
that? Well, I feel bad for him. I mean, he worked so hard. He came here and adapted and fit into what we were doing and really studied hard. And I just feel sick for him personally as a professional. And, you know, the look on his face on the you know, when you looked at the monitor and you saw his face, the disappointment that he had in not having the season. So I feel bad for him. I feel, you know, I wish we had the opportunity to coach him this year. I think he's someone that brought something to the table. But at the same time, when someone goes down, someone has to step up. If you're on a good team, that has to happen. And hopefully we'll prove that at that position, somebody will step up. I'm really pleased with Agnew. The progress that he's made has been significant since the mini camp to right now. And I'm hoping that he steps up and others as well. So we'll have to wait and see whether we can fill that void. I'm hopeful that we can.